This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. Should you need any medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice, please consult a professional in your area. Thank you. Hello to you, human being. That is what you are, listening to this right now. A human being. A life form. One of many. Just take a minute to recognize that. Not your name or your gender or your looks or any of that, but just the fact that you are energy. That you are conscious of yourself. That you are alive here. Somehow, some way. Yes, breathing. Yes, heart beating. Yes, all these things. But also, away from those things, you're alive. Can't quite explain it. Wouldn't really know how to describe it, but yet here it is happening. For you and me. I'm grateful for your existence and the fact that you have ears to hear and eyes to see and a brain to make sense of things. Yes, we are influenced heavily by the people around us. And the world is ever changing, but yet you are still this amazing life form with this amazing potential. And I just wanted to take a moment to recognize you for that. This is completely a random episode, as most are. Shooting from the hip, living life, spontaneous thought kind of stuff. Got off nice this morning, running on 2 hours of sleep. I will be going to bed shortly. But as I sat on my couch, reminiscing of the day, I thought of doing some ceaseless mind-numbing things, but decided to share some information with you instead. There are many things and many ways that we're always changing our mindset over time, over experiences and events. An example would be something I just... Well, let's just say that this was the motivation for even hitting record at this very moment. I was thinking of maybe having breakfast tomorrow morning when I woke up. Not making breakfast, but going to a restaurant and having breakfast. What a luxury that is, going to a restaurant. Is it necessary? No. But it exists. And there are many pleasures to be found in such an experience. And the more I do things like this, or should I say at this point, every time I do things, I try and work on the gratitude towards each thing, but the simplest form of gratitude. Because if not, I might go to this restaurant expecting all these things, only to be disappointed and have my experience potentially ruined, filled with disappointments when that is just absolute nonsense and not necessary. There are many restaurants. This is a thing we all partake in. Not, well, I guess I shouldn't say all, because I can't speak for every human. But many of us experience or partake in such a thing. And what I found myself doing these very moments before recording this episode. Now, I went for breakfast this morning when I got off nights, because I had an appointment to get my tires changed from winter to summer. Busy time of year, everybody's getting it done, you gotta get in when you can. And no, I don't do it myself, although I should learn how. But my appointment was at 9:30 in the morning. I got off work at 8. Seemed pointless for me to go home for an hour and a half. Not even, what, attempt to sleep? Next to impossible. So I had decided on my night shift to go for breakfast in the morning, to eat up some time, maybe till at least 8:30. So I did that. And yet here I am thinking of having breakfast tomorrow morning. Do I need that? No. Do I have things to make breakfast? Yes. And even if I didn't, could I acquire a few things to make breakfast? Yes. Breakfast can be a very simple thing. Oatmeal, a couple of eggs, and some toast. Doesn't have to be a feast, but many restaurants present you with a closer resemblance to a feast than what maybe I'm used to. And I don't have to do the work. Yet, for many, doing the work is what adds to the appreciation of such things, to savor the moment because all the work was put in. So in theory, the work isn't being put in. Am I really savoring it for all that it is? Maybe. But maybe not. And maybe there's room to grow. So I was looking just in these moments prior to this episode for a restaurant. Just doesn't mean I'm going to do it. As we all can ponder things and have ideas and research them and then ultimately decide not to. But I was looking at some restaurants that I hadn't been to. And I stumbled upon, or should I say, I thought of an older local restaurant. Now tomorrow's Saturday, it is a fairly busy time to go for breakfast, Saturdays and Sundays, weekends. But in that moment, I was reminded with an overwhelming feeling of, remember when you discovered that restaurant those years ago, when it had first opened. You had seen it a few times passing by and thought, with a name like Toast and Jam, it's got to have some breakfast, and I doubt it's only serving toast and jam, although you can't say not, can't say for sure. I went to the restaurant on that urge, on that intuitive feeling. And it was absolutely wonderful and bliss. And at this point in my life, it was one of the first times that I had decided to go and have breakfast on my own. Now, giving to others is one of the most, if not the most, rewarding feelings that exist. Not necessarily giving to ungrateful people, and that is a whole different topic. But giving is a good feeling. But at that point in my life, when I was learning about who I was, or asking myself who I was, and studying that internal journey, I had realized that until that point in my life, most of what I was doing was for others. Whether it was a significant other. And again, this isn't to say that there isn't any value in that. It's simply to say that I think, in my opinion, for each and every one of us, going out occasionally and doing something completely on your own is absolutely fundamental to your growth as a human being. For that famous, well, every quote is famous, but there's a well-known famous. Jeez, look at me. There's a well-known quote that says, no matter who you're with, when you're in that bed, you sleep alone. Meaning that whoever we're with can't literally merge with ourself. They are separate from us. We share our thoughts. We have great moments. They enrich our lives, or at least have the potential to. But they are not us, and they will never be us. And there is a certain bond that we all must attain within ourselves, with our body and our mind and our spirit, and an understanding of who we are and what we need and what we want to learn and our passions and our purpose. Some of us learn these things, some of us never do, but they're all essential to growing as a human being and understanding life in a deeper meaning. And at that point in my life, going to that restaurant for the first time, maybe ever, completely on my own, was a completely life-changing, mind-opening moment for me. And I was reminiscing about how when I found that restaurant, it was fairly untouched, not very busy, for what felt like a long time, but I'm sure it was only maybe 5 months if I was lucky. I would go there weekly, just me, because I was a single guy living my life. Never had to wait for a table. Absolutely loved it. But it is a great establishment, and as all great establishments, they get discovered, information gets shared, and it gets busier. Times change. And I was sitting there in this moment thinking, remember when you had the absolute gratitude and luxury, if I should put it so, of experiencing that restaurant, that moment in time, doing those things, going there, having all those moments where I sat there, feeling grateful, enjoying wonderful food in a terrific environment with good people. That's part of my life. It doesn't matter that maybe that couldn't happen as often, but it could always happen. And in that moment, I was often reminded of how we can sometimes, or I can sometimes, fixate a little much, or a little too much, on how things change and how they aren't the same, or many things have changed over the course of time, humanity-wise. But there's a certain beauty in understanding when we look back in our lives to not ever regret or feel sad that things aren't how they used to be, but rather to be grateful, to be really, truly grateful that if you got to experience throughout your life or at some point in your life a wonderful sense of bliss and appreciation and enjoyment, one of those things, all of those things, what a gift. What an absolute gift that you were given and I was given and we were all given. Times are always changing. In what seems like sometimes positive, sometimes negative, but changing nonetheless. And we gotta work and change and go with the flow in certain aspects and be grateful for all the things that we've experienced. And through that, decide what other adventures we might like to pursue, what changes we might like to make, what adventures we might like to take. Because we too change, spending our currency of time as each day passes. I was listening to a wonderful motivational speaker from a different time named Earl Nightingale. And yes, perhaps as every speaker is not for everybody, but at this point in my life, listening to him recently, it's been eye-opening and helpful, because I wish to push myself and motivate myself and work on change and realizations. And to be honest, if we're not looking at those changes and wanting to do those changes and craving those things, the information isn't going to hit us in the same way, potentially. But for me, he's got many videos on different streaming apps, services. And he was shedding light on just dedication. Trying to be that person you want to be, acting like you're already that way. Sticking to something for 30 days as a challenge, as a test. And boy, it's not an easy test, because I'll tell you, just trying to look at things great and positive and optimistic and motivational. Today was supposed to be day one, and I already messed up, because when I was out and about today, several drivers annoyed me. But that's a habit that I've developed that I have to work on and change. But the point is, I got negative. Threw me off of my focus. So I was already reminded on day one of such a challenge that it really requires absolute motivation and dedication. For me, and in my opinion, for you, we all need to buckle down, focus, uncover our true potential, push ourselves, accept change, seek purpose. These are all things, these are all obstacles and challenges. It's not just settling necessarily. We're always supposed to learn continuously. And that is something that I'm always thinking of. As someone for the last 5 going on 6 years has been endlessly reading. When I finish books, I buy new books. They lead me to other things that I wish to learn about. But then I must apply them. But the point is, it's constantly growing. And sometimes, maybe for all of us, if things don't feel right, if we feel a little stir-crazy, if we feel a little upset, there's a good chance that we haven't been learning anything new, anything that really piques our interest. Maybe we've lost touch with that wonderful, curious little kid in you that wants to know things. And perhaps we must all get in touch. I know. I've been getting back in touch, and it's a wonderful part of you that never dies. Learning. Doesn't matter your age. You could be 60 and always wonder how motorcycles operated. And doesn't mean you're going to work on them, but all of a sudden, maybe you want to actually go and find out a book and read about it. Do it. You would be surprised how invigorated you would feel when you put new knowledge into your mind. Things that you didn't know. Things that you've always been curious about. Learn them. Read about them. Motivate yourself. Push yourself. I'm going to end this episode here as we are approaching the 20-minute mark. I don't want to drag on too long. Last episode was over an hour, even though it was a conversation, and I loved every minute of it. Sometimes it's hard to sit and listen to someone for so long, and something shorter is a little easier. And allow that to be motivation for you in your life. If you want to grow, if you want to learn, if you want to push yourself in some way, maybe instead of devoting 5 hours a day to the point where you couldn't last that long, maybe a 20-minute reminder every day, or a 20-minute meditation, or a 20-minute going within. And over time, that will grow in time, maybe an hour. But starting with smaller intervals so you don't lose your focus. It's something that's been helping me. Perhaps it shall help you too. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you for living, for being here, for having ears, as I've said before at the beginning. Thank you. I have gratitude for your existence. May you keep pushing forward. May you keep finding reasons, even if it's a little reason each day, to be grateful that you're living and breathing and you can see and hear and you have food and shelter. Simple things. Simple foundation. May you keep learning each and every day. Slowly but surely seeing the reminders, especially when it comes to the struggles. May you keep growing. When you see it and you feel motivated, and you know it's an intuitive call, help others. Take care of yourself. And until next time.